Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 62, The History of Tennis. Tennis, a sport known for its elegance, precision, and intensity, boasts a history that spans centuries. Its roots can be traced back to medieval France, where it originated as a game played with the palm of the hand against a wall or over a rope. Known as jeu de paume, meaning game of the palm, this early form of tennis was a pastime enjoyed by French nobility in the 12th century. Over time, the game evolved, adopting rackets and more structured rules, eventually becoming the sport we recognize today. By the 16th century, the game had gained popularity across Europe, particularly in England and France. It was during this period that rackets were introduced, replacing the palm of the hand and allowing players to strike the ball with greater accuracy and power. This advancement, combined with the use of leather balls filled with hair or wool, marked the transition from jeu de paume to what became known as real tennis. Played indoors on specially designed courts, real tennis was favoured by royalty and aristocrats, with King Henry VIII of England being one of its most notable enthusiasts. He even had a court built at Hampton Court Palace, which remains in use today. The modern version of tennis, or lawn tennis, began to take shape in the 19th century. With the Industrial Revolution bringing about advancements in technology and materials, new opportunities arose for the development of sports. In 1873, Major Walter Clopton Wingfield, a retired British Army officer, patented a version of the game called sphéristique, played on grass and intended as an outdoor pastime for the upper classes. While his version was short-lived, it laid the groundwork for the modern game by standardizing the use of a net and a rectangular court. Lawn tennis quickly gained popularity, especially in England. In 1877, the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club hosted the first ever Wimbledon Championship, the world's oldest tennis tournament. Initially, it was a men's singles competition, but by 1884, women's singles and men's doubles events had been introduced. The Wimbledon Championship set the stage for tennis to transition from a casual garden activity to a professional sport with structured rules and competitive play. The event remains one of the most prestigious tournaments in the sport and a cornerstone of the Grand Slam calendar. The international appeal of tennis grew rapidly, particularly after the sport was introduced to the United States in the late 19th century. Mary Ewing Outerbridge, an American socialite, is credited with bringing lawn tennis to the country after observing the game in Bermuda. By 1881, the United States National Lawn Tennis Association was formed, and the first U.S. national championships, now known as the U.S. Open, were held. The sport also gained traction in France and Australia, both of which established their own national championships by the early 20th century. Together with Wimbledon, these events formed the four major Grand Slam tournaments, which remain the pinnacle of the sport. The early 20th century saw tennis undergo significant changes, including the introduction of professional players and international team competitions. The Davis Cup, inaugurated in 1900, became the premier team event in men's tennis, pitting nations against each other in a battle for supremacy. Similarly, the Federation Cup, now known as the Billie Jean King Cup, was introduced in 1963 as the women's equivalent. These competitions helped elevate the sport's profile and provided a platform for players to showcase their skills on the global stage. The transition from amateur to professional tennis marked a turning point in the sport's history. Prior to the Open era, which began in 1968, tennis was divided between amateur players, who competed in prestigious events like the Grand Slams, and professionals, who played in separate circuits for financial gain. The Open era removed these restrictions, allowing both amateurs and professionals to compete together. This shift led to a significant increase in the sport's popularity and profitability, attracting larger audiences and sponsorship deals. The 20th century also witnessed the rise of legendary players who helped define the sport. Figures such as Rod Laver, Billie Jean King, Björn Borg, and Martina Navratilova became household names, captivating fans with their skill, athleticism, and rivalry. Their achievements set new standards for excellence and inspired future generations of players. The sport's global appeal was further enhanced by advancements in broadcasting technology, which brought live matches into homes around the world, turning tennis into a truly international phenomenon. In recent decades, tennis has continued to evolve, both on and off the court. The introduction of advanced materials, such as graphite and carbon fiber, revolutionized racket design, allowing players to hit with greater power and precision. Similarly, improvements in court surfaces and sports science have enhanced player performance and reduced injuries. The advent of electronic line calling systems, such as Hawkeye, has brought unprecedented accuracy to officiating, reducing disputes and ensuring fair play. Tennis has also become a platform for social change, with players using their influence to advocate for equality and inclusion. Billie Jean King's fight for gender equality led to significant advancements in women's tennis, including equal prize money at major tournaments. Similarly, players like Arthur Ashe and Serena Williams have broken barriers and challenged stereotypes, inspiring millions around the world. The sport's governing bodies have also made efforts to expand accessibility, promoting grassroots initiatives and nurturing talent in underrepresented regions. Today, tennis stands as one of the most popular and widely played sports globally, enjoyed by millions of people of all ages and abilities. The Grand Slam tournaments, Wimbledon, the US Open, the French Open, and the Australian Open remain the sport's most prestigious events, attracting the best players and the largest audiences. Modern legends such as Roger Federer, Serena Williams, Rafael Nadal, and Novak Djokovic have continued to raise the bar, showcasing the beauty, intensity, and drama of tennis at its highest level. The history of tennis is a testament to its enduring appeal and adaptability. From its humble beginnings as a medieval pastime to its current status as a global sport, tennis has evolved with the times while retaining its essence as a game of skill, strategy, and elegance. As the sport continues to grow and innovate, it remains a source of inspiration, competition, and joy for players and fans alike. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.